This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You got your lagers and your ales and your stouts, your pales, your pilsners, and your reds. Also, apparently, you got your flats, non-carbonated beers, usually quite high in alcohol content, more like spirits than beer, which means you can open, reseal, and revisit as you like, as you would with, say, a bottle of whiskey. Spike Carter is a contributor to Bloomberg Pursuits. He's got a piece out about some noteworthy versions of flat beer. Spike, it's good to have you on.
Thank you, Kai.
I have so many questions about this, the first of which is, do they brew it bubbly and let it go flat and then sell it, or do they brew it flat?
Well, no beer is really brewed flat. You know, bubbles, carbon dioxide, that's a product of the fermentation process.
All right, fair enough. So once you get a bottle of it, you pour it. What does it taste like? I mean, does it taste like a nice, solid, you know, IPA or beer or whatever?
I would say they're almost under the beer umbrella by name only. No, I would say they kind of recontextualize what you think beer could be, period. But also they run the gamut, some being more like wine, some being more like fortified wine, and some being more like full-on spirits.
Can I run down to my local Piggly Wiggly and pick up a case of this stuff? I mean, how available is it?
Almost none of these, really. And the most available is got to be the Sam Adams Utopias at this point, which is now an annual release. But that also has a suggested retail price of something like $200. yeah. But I think this approach is a little bit more like a filmmaker or something like that making a black and white movie or a silent movie, or, you know, essentially using historical practices as a point of inspiration.
Right. I'm a big beer guy. I like beer, as listeners to this program know. I am not, however, going to go out and spend $200 on a bottle of Sam Adams Utopia, whatever it was.
Right.
Who are these brewed for then?
Well, first of all, I think that they definitely can thrive in the context of restaurants, you know, and places that are pushing certain boundaries with food. And because of the nature of the production of these bottles, you know, a lot of the time you're talking about maybe at a minimum a year from brewing to bottling, or in some cases, like Utopia's, portions of that blend can be like 20-year-old beer. It's such an oddball that they mostly live and thrive at, you know, brew pubs themselves.
Spike Carter writes on craft beer and some other things as well for Bloomberg Pursuits. Spike, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Kai.